Catherine Raz takes up the leash of a slow-moving black dog. But she's not walking her dog through snow. Raz is a professional dog walker.
This is one quiet dog.
Oh yeah, she's pretty mellow. Hey, Velvet. Velvet! See, she doesn't even respond when I call her.
Velvet is in no hurry for her walk, but Raz has got to hustle. She walks dozens of dogs each week, and business is growing.
Since I've been up here, yeah, we've had to hire three other people to cover all the people that have called for walks.
Some residents say all the new dogs are making a big mess. Velvet stops to prove the point.
Now I use the produce bags to capture this. This is a fine specimen here. As far as picking up the feces, I always thought it was just sort of a cosmetic thing.
But a sign informed Raz otherwise.
And I was walking a dog late at night, and I'm actually stopping to read the sign because I was so bored. And it's like, please pick up the dog droppings as rats use them as a primary source of food. And I was like, oh God, that's horrible. That just gives an image that's not pretty.
Indeed, Chicago's putting dog owners on notice. The city put up that sign that Raz found. It came from Chicago's Department of Streets and Sanitation. Flyers at City Hall say the same thing. I read one of those flyers to Josie Cruz, Chicago's rat control czar.
They prefer fresh food, but will eat many things, such as pet food, dog droppings, quote, a rat favorite. How do we know that's the case, that dog droppings are a rat favorite?
Because we've actually come across locations that we don't see that there seems to be a very huge problem with people containing their garbage. The problem is that people are not picking up after their dogs.
And what if I live in a neighborhood where people don't pick up after their dogs?
Am I in trouble for like a rat problem in the future?
No, you're not. Just because there's dogs and there's a lot of dogs, that does not mean that you're going to have a rodent problem.
Cruz says it all turns on whether people actually clean up. But will enough dog owners really do that? Catherine Raz isn't sure.
See, there's a dropping that someone didn't pick up.
How often do you see that?
Oh, all the time.
Maybe the owners don't read the signs, or maybe they just don't buy the dog-feces-rat connection. I don't either. So one night I meet up with an urban ecologist. Joel Brown is with the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Where are we right now?
Right now we're in the grounds of the UIC greenhouse, and it's a small green patch that's bordered by a large parking garage and then one of the science and engineering buildings.
But it's enough space to let nature run its course. Brown points to a darkened patch of weeds and trees. He swears I just missed a rabbit.
You can hear a cottontail running right through the underbrush right here.
There's more to observe, though. A falcon dines on pigeons that land here. Dogs eat the rabbits. And there's a raccoon that snatches food from the student parking lot. Brown says all of these have found a niche in Chicago.
So what you see is a very dynamic process. Nature is not an art gallery. It's a dynamical system. It works around us and works in response to us.
But could rats really take advantage of that neighborhood's growing dog population? Well, Brown says maybe, but perhaps not in the way the city claims.
It is more likely that a single French fry, part of a dog biscuit, pet food left outside, a sandwich left on a park bench, all of the incidental bits of food that we leave behind without even thinking about it, those are much more likely to be feeding and breeding the rat population than dog poop.
He says it's a minor link, but the city makes a good point nonetheless.
That's the part that to me is exciting. The fact that they're even thinking about these connections shows they're thinking smart.
Ultimately, signs with dire warnings can't control dogs' impact on the neighborhood. Brown says the behavior that matters most comes from a peculiar animal. That's the one that walks on two legs, has a big brain, and can recognize its own connections to the natural world. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.